Today's shir is Masechta Svachim Daf Ayin Hey. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Ayin Dalar on Be'ez. Three lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah Kachim. Kachim. If Reuven's Kachim got intermingled with Shimon's Kachim, Min B'minoi, and they're both the same type of carbon, we just don't know who owns which carbon. The halacha is each carbon should be brought in the name of the person who is the owner of that carbon. But ask the Gemara, Abai Smicha. Doesn't the halacha require smicha? And the smicha, as we learned, has to be done in this way. The Chazon Yecheskel, Chaskel Abramsky explains the Gemara, that the halacha is that smicha has to be done b'kol koichai. It has to be done with one's entire energy. And therefore, if it's a carbon that's your carbon, that you're obligated to bring, so you'll bring the carbon, do smicha b'kol koichai, and that's perfectly fine, because that's actually what the halacha wants us to do. But if it's not your carbon, so how can you do smicha b'chol koichai on a carbon? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef b'karbon nashim. We're going to have to explain that it's speaking about kabanas that belong to women, and kabanas that bring, as the pasuk says, Da'avah b'nei Yisrael v'samach, the chiv smicha is on kabanas that belong to men, not women, and therefore the lack of ability to do smicha will not be an issue. Ask the Gemara, so according to the way we're learning now, ab karban anoshim, if the kabanas that we're speaking about actually belong to men, loy, then the halacha would be actually quite different. The halacha would be that we don't bring these kabanas, as the Mishnah suggested, we should bring the two kabanas and say whoever is whose. But that's not what that would be the halacha, because we can't do smicha. Ask the Gemara, Esrei Abaya, to which Abaya asks, the Brisa says, carbon yachid shenus arva b'carbon yachid. If Reuven's carbon got intermingled with Shimon's carbon tzibur shenus arva carbon tzibur, or the two carbon tzibers that got intermingled, or carbon yachid b'carbon tzibur shenus arva b'zo, for example, the sar of the nasi that we spoke about so extensively when we learned Masech Tahirius, if a nasi does an avera that a Yisrael would have to bring, a carbon chatas, he brings a sar nasi, and the oily regalim brings sire regalim, the nice and avamatanas, he's going to do four applications of the dam. And the four kronos and mizbeach mikol echad ve'echad from each carbon. There's going to be zrikas adam from each carbon. The Gemara did not speak about a case where it was a chatas yochid got mixed up with a chatas tzibur, because a chatas yochid is a nekev, is a female, and a chatas tzibur is a male, and therefore there's no concern if they get mixed up. So again, the halacha will be nois atarmat avamatanas. We're going to do four matanas from each corner. From nasa matana mikol echad, if he only did one matana from each one, the halacha will be that he's yoytze. Going back to what we learned earlier, that even in the Masechta, that even though you're supposed to do four matanas by karbon chatas, if you did just one, the d'eved it's acceptable. From nasa arba mikula, but if you did one, four matanas from each one of them, yotza. Says the Braisa, the Medvar Mamurum, when was this said, Shnes Arvu Chayim, when the animals got mixed up when they were still alive, and now we have separate cups of blood from each animal separately, we just don't know which cup it belongs to whom. Avnes Arvu Shchutim, if the animals got intermingled after they were already slaughtered, Noisen Arva Matanas Makulan, we take one cup that has blood from all these kabanas and do one Zrikas Adam. Why? Because the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, we're subscribing to the concept of Yesh Pila. And the concept of Yesh Pila tells us that the blood got all mixed up well. And therefore, when we're putting blood on each corner, we're putting blood from each carbon, there's going to be blood applied to the corner. From nas matana achs mekulon, but if you only did one matana, yotza. Going back to what we said a moment ago, because Beis Hillel taught us early in the Masechta that Matana achas b'di'evad is acceptable. Furthermore, says Rashi, and we just stressed this, that this entire discussion that we just had is only if we follow the opinion of Yesh Bila, and that we feel that that the halacha looks at all the blood properly mixed together. Otherwise, this would not work. Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says, what we have to do is roy, we have to evaluate, had matana im yesh bai kedei lezeh kezeh, if there's enough blood for each zrika on this cup, then the halacha will be kshera, because then we have enough blood to cover for both of them. Im lav, but if there isn't enough blood in the cup to cover both kabanas, then the halacha will be psulim. Now, the reason, and even though, as we keep on repeating, says the Chazon Yecheskel, that the blood is properly mixed together, still, we have to have, there's a new din, that there's a shear, there's a certain amount that has to be there for the dam, and if we don't have that shear, then we're not going to have a proper Nesinas Adan, says the Gemara. Ketani, the Mishnah spoke about Korban Yochid got mixed together, and Korban Tzibur got together. Yochid Dom Yudet Tzibur, says the Gemara, we're comparing the two situations. Mat Tzibur, just when we speak about a Korban Tzibur, the Gemara says now a very important point. The Gemara suggests now that the Korban Tzibur that's brought is always a Korban that belonged to men and not to women. And this is based on a famous explanation of Rabbi Kivega. He says that the Korban Tzibur we know was brought from the Machzah Shekel. And the Machzah Shekel, women did not participate in the Machzah Shekel. And because of this, says Rabbi Kivega, and Archaim Simon Kuf Vav, and he says in the Shas Chuvah Rabbi Kivega, Chelk Aleph Sim Tes, that this has to be a Korban of men. Because women don't participate in Korban Tzibur, because they don't participate in the Machzah Shekel. And that's why Rabbi Kivega wants to suggest that they're not obligated to daven Musaf. Because Musaf is a Korban Tzibur. And if we're now saying that Korban Tzibur don't apply to women, they don't have to participate in the Korban Tzibur, and they don't daven Musaf as well. The Tzlach adds another reason why women don't have to daven Musaf, because Musaf and Mitzvah say Shazman Groma. But then he points out that there's a famous machloikis, Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam, if women, if they want to do Mitzvah say Shazman Groma, may they do Mitzvah say Shazman Groma. Great. Rabbeinu Tam says they may, and the Rambam says they may not. And the reason the Rambam says women cannot do a mitzvah seishes man grama, even if they so choose, says the Rambam because of the halacha of when you make a bracha on a mitzvah seishes man grama, we say v'tzivanu, we were commanded, and women weren't commanded. But says the Tzlach, that's by a mitzvah. So if there's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah seishes man grama, the Rambam's telling us a woman can't say v'tzivanu. But when it comes to Musaf, there's no v'tzivanu. When we daven Musaf, there's no wording of v'tzivanu in the Musaf. Since there is no wording of v'tzivanu in the Musaf, even the Rambam would agree that a woman could say mitzvah say shizman groma. So again, says the Gemara, we're speaking about Korban Tzibur. And when we speak about a Korban Tzibur, as we just finished explaining, it's talking about a Korban that's brought a man. Af yochid gavri. So we see that even when kabanas of men get mixed together, the halacha is, we'll bring both kabanas, and say, as we learned in the Mishnah, that the Kohen will declare, whoever is this, whoever will be yaitza with the kabran. And then when Rabbi Yosef said that it's talking about kabran of woman to avoid the problem of smicha, he's obviously wrong. So here we're learning that in order to be able to do the mitzvah properly, we have to do smicha, and we can't do tzitzis, and we can't do smicha, then we shouldn't bring the korban. So of course, many mefarshim asked the question that The Gemara Masech the Gittin, Daf Chof Ches on the base, Tosfos asked this question, that somebody could send his carbon from Medina Siyam, a person could send his carbon to the base of Migdash from overseas, and he could assume, we could assume in the base of Migdash, that this person is still alive. What about, even if he's alive, Baruch Hashem, what about Smicha? So we see from that Gemara that Smicha is not absolutely essential. So ask the Mefarshim, here we're learning that Smicha is such a big issue. And we're learning how will the Smicha be done if the person is not here, or we don't know who's the owner of the carbon as we began this year. But this should be a case of Oinus. And Oinus, Rechmana Patre, he's certainly no different than the person who is overseas and is sending who sends carbon. So from here he says the Chushukei Chemed, a very bechidish. He says that even though in all areas of halacha there is a concept of Oinus Rechmana Patre, and the Torah only requires us to do what we could do, he says that certain mitzvahs, and a kabbonis is one of those, that the halacha is that the Torah wants us to do even more than we're obligated to do, and if we can't do it, we can't do the mitzvah perfectly, then the halacha is that we shouldn't do the mitzvah. He actually says that one other place where this is the rule is by Hanukkah. The halacha is that, as we know, that one should preferably use oil for Hanukkah candles. Let's say somebody doesn't have oil easily available, but he has candles easily available. So he says, since the mitzvah of Hanukkah has a new concept attached to it, and that's the concept of Persumei Nisa, so since it's a whole new concept, that's why he suggests that even for that mitzvah, saying, well, I can't find candles, I'll do what I can, is going to be inadequate. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava, to which Rava says, Vatizbara, do you really believe that Mitaretztahi, that this Braisa is a authentic Braisa? Diktani. The Braisa says, B'medvar Amurim, Shinsar V'chayim. The entire issue that we're speaking about is when live animals got mixed together. Avon Eskarven, Shchutim. If they got mixed up when they're already mixed up, so then it's a whole different halacha. But now the question is, Mali Chayim, Mali Shchutim. The halacha is that just like when they got mixed up when they're still alive, we have to do separate applications on each corner from each carbon separately. So that issue applies when you did it, when they were already mixed, they get mixed up after they were slaughtered. The halacha is that you should have to put separate from each carbon. So why is there a difference between Chayim and Shchutim? Elach Kamer. How must we understand the Braisa? But Madvar Amurim, when is the halacha that you have to put from each carbon separately? Shunis Arva Shchutim Kein Chayim. That the carbonates got mixed up like when they were alive. After they got mixed up, this blood was kept separate. So if they were kept separate, do a separate zrika. Aval boil, if they got mixed up, noise arba matas l'kulam, one application of four applications enough. V'nosim tanachas, and even if you did one, the halacha is the joitza. And so from here we see, says the Gemara, that if you can't do smicha, then you don't have to do smicha. Ramei amiraya matana. He says, we have to look at the amount of blood there is in the cup. And we determine, im yesh b'kadei l'zeh, k'dei l'zeh, if there's enough blood for both kabbonis, k'sheira. Im laf, but if there is not enough, then the halacha will be that the zrika, which has to cover two kabbonis, and there's only enough blood for one carbon, will not be kosher. Ask the Gemara, does Rebbe subscribe to a concept that there is an amount of blood that has to be used, that there is an amount of blood that has to be used for Zrika. Vatanya, we're going to learn the Braisa, Mitzvah and Daf Pei, where the Braisa says, Amar Rebbe, L'divrei Rebbe Elazar, according to Rebbe Elazar, who disagrees with the Rabbanan, and Mesech the Para Perek Tas Mishnah Aleph. He speaks there about the jar, the flask, that had in it the mechatis, and a little water that is not kadosh fell into that flask. According to Rabbanan, that flask of mechatis is no longer usable to sprinkle on tamei meis, because, again, going back to what we said earlier in our shir, there's a concept of yesh pila, that everything in one jar gets all properly mixed up, and therefore we have to be concerned that the kosher water and the non-kosher water are mixed together. And since there's an amount of water that has to be put or sprinkled on the individual's tummy, so now we have to be concerned that when we're going to do this zrika, not all of the water that's going to go on this person whose tummy mace is just the meichatis. I sprinkle twice. There's a new halacha that ein hazos mitstarfus. Two acts of sprinkling cannot combine. But according to Rebbe Elazar, you'll just sprinkle twice on the person. And Rebbe explains that why does Rebbe Elazar hold that way? Rebbe Elazar saw chazal kol shu mitaris. He says any small amount of water is adequate. Hazar ain't a tzrich a shear. And if hazar doesn't need a shear, so then as soon as, even if there's other water mixed in, it doesn't bother me. But hazar machs a kosher, even in a case where we have a flask of water, that half the water is mechatis and half the water is not, it's not a problem, because we'll just keep on spritzing and you'll have a proper hazar. So if that's the case, the same thing ostensibly is by Zrik Stam on the corners of the Mizbeach. So why are we saying that we have to see how much blood there is in this keli? There's no shear to the amount that we have to do. Answers Gemara L'Dvar D'Rav Elazar Kama. Rebbe says, when Rebbe said that Hazar doesn't have a shear, he was only explaining the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. He doesn't agree with that. And he holds like the Rabbanan, that Hazar has a shear, and just like Hazar has a minimum amount, Zrika Sadam has a minimum amount, and therefore we have to be able to figure out that there is enough blood to cover the Zrika Sadam for two kabanas. Biboy Seima, or another way of explaining, is even if Rebbe will agree that by Hazar there is no shear, that has nothing to do with what we're discussing, because there's the halachas of Hazar, of the Mechatas, and the halachas of the nesina of the dam on the corners of a mizbeach are totally different subjects. And maybe by hazar there is no requirement of a shear, but here there is a requirement of a shear. We learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah when this arvu of oil or shlom got mixed up with bechor b'maisa, and the halach is that an animal which is bechor or an animal which is maisa b'hema cannot be redeemed. So we have to leave all these animals that got mixed up together till they become balimum, and then we'll treat them like every animal will be treated like it's a bechor or meiser animal. Amrami b'chama. Bechor l'fi Beis Shammai. Bechor b'zman hazeh, according to Beis Shammai, ein machil l'nidus. The Gemara Masechta Bechorot says that according to Beis Shammai, the pasuk says, when it speaks about the bechor, the bechor meat, the pasuk says b'sarm yilcha kechazei atanoyva ugshoyk hayom yilcha yia. So we're treating the bechor just like chaz v'shoyk, and just like chaz v'shoyk may not be eaten to a nida, as the pasuk says, kol tar bebeischa yoychaloysoy, that only people who are tar may eat from the chaz v'shoyk, even from the family of the kohanim. So to the bechor meat cannot be eaten by nidus. Beis Hillel disagrees. And Beis Hillel says that only when you have a bechor, which is a healthy animal, which as we discussed in many shurim, Bechar that's a healthy animal is brought like a carbon. That's the Bechar that's compared to Chaz v'Shaik that may not be served to a Nida. But a Bechar Bamum can be served to a Nida. Because Meisil teaches us, the Pasuk says, Kol HaBechar Sheyivolad B'Bechar HaMitzayach HaTagdash L'Hashem. But then the Pasuk continues, V'chiyim HaMum P'seich HaEver B'Sherech HaTachlan HaTov HaTom Yachto K'tzvi K'ayol. It can be eaten by anybody. But now the Gemara asks a new question. T'morosa Mahu. If somebody took an animal and said it should be a Tamuris Bechar, do we have the same Chumrah on the Tamuris Bechar, that just like Beisham is saying that the Bechar meat may not be eaten by a woman who's a Nida, so too will be the halacha on the Tamura of a Bechar. There's a Machloikas Rishonim who eats the Tamura, the Bechar, the Tamura of a Bechar. Tosfos says that the owner, the Yisrael, eats that meat, and there's no obligation to give it to the Kayan. Because which Bechar is given to the Kayan? Or why is a Bechar given to the Kayan? Because it's Matnas Kuna. But the Tamura of a Bechar is not Matnas Kuna, and therefore it's eaten by the Yisrael, the owner of the Bechar. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam holds that just like the Bechar belongs to the Kayan, the Tamura of the Bechar, and the Tamura of the Bechar is also eaten by the Kayan. Says the Gemara. And the Gemara develops the discussion here. Bechar, the halacha is, that animal that's a Bechar, ain't nifta. It can't be redeemed. This is a common mistake. By Bechar of a human being, of course we know what halacha is, that we make a pinyan aben. But that is not the halacha of Bechar behema. A Bechar behema, the pasuk says, ach Bechar shor, a Bechar kesev, a Bechar eis, loy sifta. Similarly, the Torah says about a mice, a behemoth animal, lo yigol. They don't have pidyon. Tumrasoi, but now the question is, they keep the kedusha forever. What's going to be the halach by the tumura mahu? Do we say that just like the actual bechor has no pidyon, so too shall be the halacha by the tumura the bechor, or not? Says the Gemara. Bechar, says the Gemara, Bechar, we know, is Ein Anishka Belitra. If a Kohen wants to sell the Bechar, he's not allowed to, even if it's a Balmum, that the halacha is that the Kohen, that the Bechar that becomes a Balmum, becomes the private meat of the Kohen. There's a halacha that animal is treated with a certain level of Kedusha. It's not weighed on a scale. It's not sold in a meat market. The psula mekdashim, however, if we have a carbon that became disqualified and would be pited, there the halacha is it is measured on a scale and it is sold in a market. And the reason that the halacha is treats them differently, because the psula mekdashim, the proceeds of the psula mekdashim go to the Hegdish. So if we get an exact weight, or we sell it in the market, we're going to get more money for it. And therefore the halacha is that we should sell it on weight and sell in the market. The Bechar doesn't have that halacha. The proceeds of the selling the Bechar that's a Balmum is going to the Kayan, so there we stick to the halacha that it can't be sold by weighing it or in the market. And now the Gemara asks, Tamurasai Mahu. What will be the halacha by the Tamura? Will the Tamura of a Bechar have these restrictions or not? And actually, Brisker Rav Zitzal suggests that this question that the Gemara now is asking is connected to the question that we asked before. If we're going to say that Tamura has a pidyon, so then if it has a pidyon of Tamura's Bechar, so then it can be sold in all these ways. If it doesn't have pidyon, it doesn't become chulin, so then it should be treated like a bechor, and it can't be sold with weighing it on a market. Amar Rava. So Rava, to answer these questions, quotes a braisa. Tanya, the braisa teaches us, B'char u'maisa mishahumamu. B'char u'maisa, after they become ba'amum, oisin tamura. If we take another animal and we make them into tamura, tamurasa k'yotzbehem. Whatever halach is on the b'char, the halach will be applicable to the tamura as well. And therefore, since we're learning, according to Beis Shammai, that this b'char meat will not be allowed to be eaten by a nida, so too will be the halacha on the tamura meat. And if we're learning that you can't weigh it and you can't take it to the meat market, that will be the halacha here. That will be the halacha here as well. By Rabbi B'chama. So now ask the Gemara another question. Hitmas b'char, if somebody took a b'char that became b'amum, and the Kayan said that the proceeds of selling this b'char that became a b'amum, I want to use l'bedek kabayis. I want to use it for b'edek kabayis to donate it. So now, what's the halacha? Ma'o shi'ish kabalitra. So now ask the Gemara, will we be allowed to weigh it in a normal fashion? And the Gemara gives the considerations. Do we say that since the proceeds of the sale of this b'char is going to go to Hegdash, so rafcha the Hegdash adif, we're anxious to see Hegdash make as much profit as possible. Aydumah, or maybe the way to look at this question is the lusa b'char adif. The Torah, the halacha is, according to most Rishonim, it's a Durabonim. The reason why we're not allowed to weigh a b'char is because we're concerned about the covid. And that doesn't change even at the price of the Hegdash making more money. It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, B'chama Toshma, the Mishnah said, Nesav B'chara Maisa, if the oil and shlam got mingled with the B'chara Maisa, the halach is Yirash Yistav V'yachlu B'chara Maisa. We treat all the animals, we have to be concerned, we don't know which is the B'chara animal, which is not the B'chara animal, we treat them all like B'chara Maisa. What does that mean? Lav L'member, they're in Ishka B'litra. That we're not going to weigh it on a scale. Even though, what is the halacha, that if an oil or shlomim become bamum, the proceeds of selling them go to Hegdash. And we're saying now that selling to Hegdash, it's to Hegdash's benefit to sell it on a scale. Still, since this animal might be b'chor ma'isa, we're now allowed to put it on a scale, even at the cost of Hegdash's loss. So isn't that the same by Hegdash B'chor B'amum L'Bedek Abayis? Even though he said that the proceeds will go to Bedek Abayis, we're not allowed to weigh him because that is not treating that animal with the proper covet. Says the Gemara of Hunav Rav Chizkia Talmidim Rav Yirmiya. Rav Hunav Rav Chizkia were the Talmidim of Rav Yirmiya, and they said that the Raya is not a good Raya. Vamri Midami is the comparison, not a comparison. Hosam, Shtei Kedushas. We have the Bechor, the oil and shlam which belong to Hegdash, and we have the Bechor that belongs to the Kayin. Vishnei Gufim, and they're separate animals. We don't know which animal is which, but one animal is a Bechor, and one animal is the oil and shlamim. And therefore, you can't take the animal, which might be the Bechor animal, and treat it not the way the halacha wants it to be treated. Hachop, but in our Gemara, it started as a Bechor, but now he wants to use that Bechor for the Bedek Abayis. So we have Shtei Kedushas, we have the Kedusha of the Bechor, but we also have to take into consideration the Kedusha of the Bedek Abayis, and they're all for one animal. And therefore, in such a case, we maybe should take into consideration, says the Gemara, what is best for Hegdash. And we take into consideration, if we take into consideration what's best for Hegdash, we'll be allowed to weigh it. Maskula Rav Yosef Bar Oven. So Rav Yirmi Oven asked the Ram Bechama. We just learned that Kedushas Bechor, we have to treat with a certain level of respect. Ma Om Elay. What would be the halacha if somebody comes to Bez and says, Hiftali Bechor, I have a Bechor Tzbal Mum, being pointed for me, Shetfisal Abedek Abayis, in order that the money should be used to Abedek Abayis. And I want that there should be more profit to Hegdash. Klum Shemalai. The Torah says, Apachosho Loisifta. So a person that has a Bechor can't say, well, I'm going to do something that you're not allowed to do because of Hegdish's profit. If you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it. Ask the Gemara, Heftu, how can we say that you're redeeming it? We just said, Rechman Amaloy Sifta. Elam by Klum Huknaloy, says the Gemara, when this Kayin is donating the Bechor, which is about Mumta Hegdish, what is being Magdish? He's only being Magdish as much as ownership as he has in that animal. Because you can never sell, says the Gemara, more than you have equity. So if your equity only lets you use the Bechor doesn't allow you to take the Bechor in another direction, so that's not something that was ever given to you, and therefore we can't be lenient. The Chishuk Echemed has a very interesting discussion. It says, we're talking here about treating things with proper respect. And that's why, for example, the halacha is that on top of a Beis HaKnesses, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, says that one should be careful what he does on the roof of a Beis HaKnesses. And the question that he discusses is, why would be the halacha to somebody wants to put an antenna on top of a Beis HaKnesses? And the shul will make money from allowing the antennas to be placed there, the shul, the yeshiva. And the question is, may it be done? If we're learning in our Gemara is teaching us that where we have Bechor, and as we just finished learning, even though under certain circumstances, weighing the Bechor on a scale, taking the Bechor to the meat market will be profitable to Hegdish, it doesn't give us a right to do it. Here, maybe it's the same. This is a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, Yeshiva. Just because there's some profit to be realized, there's no right to do it. He says as follows. He says, first of all, Bechor is a special din. We can't learn from a Bechor to anywhere else. Moreover, he suggests that when somebody is putting an antenna on the top of a yeshiva, what's he trying? Who is going to realize the benefit of whatever income comes in? The Bachram of the yeshiva. They'll have more income, they'll be able to have what they need. He says the whole purpose of a yeshiva, the whole purpose of a Beis HaKnesses is to serve the people who are in that Beis HaKnesses in yeshiva. And therefore, we have a better reason to be lenient. So it seems that I think what he means to Paskin is that the halacha that we're learning about Bechor here is not to be compared to the halacha that we're learning when we speak about the roof of the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. And even though he's suggesting that we have reason to be more lenient there, it's only up to a certain point. To do something that's not really a bazillion, not really something which is degrading, and it represents an income, we can be more makel, we can be more lenient. However, if it's going to represent a situation that what is being done on the roof of the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, is degrading to the building, then we have to be more machmal. So we learned in the Mishnah, Hakli Yechayim was Arvav, all types of animals could get mixed up, and we have no way of knowing which is which. But Chatzis and Asham will know what is the Chatzis and what is the Asham. And the Gemara explains, Mishnah Chatzis Asham, why by Chatzis Asham don't we have to be concerned? The high Zohar, a common Asham comes from a male, the high Nekeva, and this comes from a female. So we'll know which is which. So ask the Gemara if that's the case, Chatzis Vayla Nami, when a Chatzis and Oyla get mixed together, the Chatzis comes from a female. The Oyla comes from a male. So why is there any concern? Answers the Gemara, there is a reason. Because Ikasar Nasi, as we mentioned before, that if a Nasi does an Aveira for which a Yisrael will bring a Karma Chatzis, he brings a Soyer, which is a male, and therefore, since he brings a male, so again, we have two male animals, one's a Soyer Nasi and one is not. But ask the Gemara, Chatzis for Asham, Nami Ika, there's going to be a case by Chatzis for Asham that we won't be able to tell the difference by the Sar Nasi, because the Sar Nasi is a Zachar, and the Asham is a Zachar. Answers the Gemara, it's not the same. They're not the same, even though they're both Zachar. Hai Sawyer v'hai Tzemer. The Chatas Nasi comes from a Sawyer, and the Sawyer doesn't have wool, it only has hair. An Asham comes from an Ayal, which is older and already has wool, and that's how we'll know which is the Chatas. We'll know which is the Chatas and which is the Asham, which is the Nasi, the Sar Nasi, and which is the Carbon Asham. Ask the Gemara, Pesach v'Asham Nami L'Merav, then if a Pesach and a Carbon Asham also should not be able to be undiscernible. The Hai Ben Shana, Carbon Pesach is brought when it's less than a year old, Hai Ben Shana Shanim, and the Asham is brought when it's 2 years old. And it says the Gemara, you're right. A Pesach and an Asham we could easily differentiate. But Ika, Oshim Nozav, Oshim Etzayra, that also come from 1 year old, so therefore we're not going to be able to tell which is the Pesach and which is the Oshim Nozav, Oshim Etzayra. That's why the Mishnah did not mention them as a case that we could tell, that we could be able to tell which is which. V'bayis Ema, if we want, Ika ben Shani, the Mexica ben Shtei Shanim. V'Ika ben Shtei Shanim, the Mexica ben Shana. If the entire difference suggests the Gemara is that they look is that they are different age, and therefore because they're different age they look differently, says the Gemara, age is not always a determining factor, because sometimes older animals look younger and younger animals look older, and therefore the fact that they're different ages is not going to be telling of what really which one is the Osham and which is the Pesach.